of service that we strive to provide.
Yes, yes, I can see that's an immediate problem. And obviously, we don't want it affecting the GS International brand. How's the financial situation looking?
Well, bookings are holding up thanks to the group's centralized reservation service and the goodwill attached to the GS brand. But we're still only just above break-even occupancy, and our growth is only about 1%. But even this figure is a misrepresentation.
What do you mean?
Well, the 10% increase in occupancy, which we can directly attribute to joining the GS Group, is offsetting the organic decrease we're experiencing. So, in reality, it's a 9% decrease.
Right. Any other factors contributing to the decrease?
Competition's tough at the moment. The global brands have taken significant market share from us through corporate loyalty programs. But I think the most significant thing is the falling rate of repeat bookings. People just don't seem to be coming back. Actually, guest satisfaction levels are at an all-time low.
I see. It's not looking good, is it?
Audio 51.
So what I want to do is bring the Katisha in line with the other hotels in the group as soon as possible. And obviously that's with the help of GS International.
Of course, that was part of the agreement.
Yes, but I think there's actually a greater sense of urgency than during our initial debriefing.
In what sense, exactly?
Well, since the initial burst of optimism following news of the takeover, staff motivation seems to have fallen again. Basically, there's quite a lot of skepticism among the staff over whether they'll fit in with the new regime. This is especially true of the middle managers, and I'm afraid their doubts are resonating with the frontline staff.
I see. What effect is this having on staff retention?
Well, it's still early days, but obviously the most significant thing is the potential loss of the middle management layer. Not only are we having to fill the gaps with untrained people, but we're also losing our skilled managers to other hotels. Naturally, they're only too happy to take advantage of the training we've given them. Inevitably, this has had a knock-on effect on our staff training. Those who are left are either not experienced enough or too busy to maintain the level